comes back later next year, he'll probably preach in Portuguese. You never know. Let's just pray for English first, shall we? Let's just pray for Jack. Father God, we just want to pray for Jack this evening. We thank you for him. Father God, thank you for his faith. And thank you for the way that you would have been speaking to him this last week on this passage that he will bring to us this evening. We just pray that the words that will come from his mouth this evening will be your words ordained by your Spirit, and that you would speak to us powerfully through it. Amen.
Have I turned it on? Yeah, I'm on. Brilliant, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Hello. So I'm quite excited to preach tonight, because if anything goes wrong, I'm off to Mozambique, so yeah, it's all good. Come and get me there. I'm on. Okay, so tonight, we're going to go through a journey of a passage that I've been given. So I'm hoping that you don't know it yet, because then we can go through the journey together, but I know that some of you do already. Oh, we're already on to the first question. Okay, so I wanted to start with the question, because I thought that was more exciting. Do you want Jesus' joy in your life? It's quite a mouthful to say. Yeah, you do. Okay, we're all excited. That's good. So God offers us complete joy. That is what Jesus wants to give us in this passage. And so we can have fullness in him. And that word joy means completeness. That means fullness. And every day he can give that to us if we just ask him. So I love being joyful and that fullness that God brings us. But it's quite hard to receive every day and to fully live in that. So, I've got slide number two. So, before we start, I'd encourage you to get your phones out, and we're going to go and set an alarm 10 minutes earlier than we normally wake up tomorrow. So, Scott, what time are you waking up tomorrow?
I need to wake up at 5:15. So, I'll wake up at 5:15 tomorrow.
5:15 tomorrow morning. Have you got your alarm?
Yeah?
10 minutes earlier? So, write down John 15, verses 1 to 11. So as Elizabeth brought to us a couple of weeks ago, that we need to take root in Scripture, that we need to let God work through the Bible and let it grow in our lives. So this is a great way to do that. If we read it tomorrow morning, and you can carry on through the rest of the week. But 10 minutes earlier, that would be really exciting if you could do that. And I'll try to remember too. I've got an alarm ready at 9 o'clock though, because I haven't got to there. Summer holidays. Yeah. And so, yeah, the theme of taking root in our life, that really goes on to the theme of this evening. We're going to be looking at I Am the True Vine. So I studied RS at A-level, so I did the I Am sayings, but I don't really remember this one. And so I'm quite glad that I've still got notes on it, but I don't remember it at all. So we're starting from a clean page. So this is John chapter 15, so it's called the Farewell Discourses. So we'd assume that this is at the Last Supper with Jesus, just with his disciples. You can link that then to the having communion with each other and the true vine being the blood of Jesus for us. But I didn't think that was too interesting, so we'll carry on a little bit further. So Matthew was written for a Jewish audience, but John was written for a Gentile audience. So for people that didn't believe in God or specifically one God. But this passage, I am the true vine, still had significance for the Greek audience, because I am was a way that God introduced himself in the Greek culture. So by Jesus saying I am, that was a way of speaking to the Greeks and saying this is God, Jesus is God. And also for Jewish readers, saying I am was also really significant for them, because that is how God revealed himself in Exodus. He said, I am who I am. So this was really significant for everyone at the time. Everyone would have been like, wow, who is this Jesus saying, I am? I am God. But it's also really significant for us today. As we said, we all want the joy and the fullness that Jesus has. So let's look at how we can receive this in this passage. Next slide. So we're looking at John chapter 15, verses 1 to 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. So, point number one. I've got 3 points, to keep it quite brief. We need to let God cut off our unfruitful branches. He cuts off every branch of me that bears no fruit. So even Jesus needed this in his life. Sometimes as Christians, we have lots and lots of branches we want to serve faithfully in kids' work, We want to be really good worship leaders every week. We want to have loads of different branches. But that's not really what God wants. He says, I want to prune you, and God wants to prune your good branches and get rid of all the things that are not fruitful as well. I'm not really a gardener, so does anyone know what a wide tree, not a very tall one, a really wide one? Any wide trees? I don't know, is an oak tree a wide tree? Oak tree. Okay, so an oak tree. But we don't really want to be oak trees then. So we want to be really tall trees. We want to branch out as tall as possible. We don't want to be wide and weighed down. So that means that we can be fruitful, and that's what God desires in our life. Point number one. So if we were a really wide tree, then it will weigh us down. But if we're really tall and we let God prune our branches, then we'll be really tall. Like Anton was describing last Sunday morning, we have a potential that God has created in us so that we can flourish, and this is just an image way of doing that. So every summer, trees need to be pruned, but what branches do you need to let God cut off tonight? When I was doing my Year 10 mock exams, I was really fearful every morning and I'd be sick before the exams, but when next year in Year 11, I managed to let God just take my, and I was confident in him, so he managed to cut that branch off in my life, and that I was really, really able to walk in that joy that he, and the completeness that he had once he'd cut off that branch in my life of fear and doubt. Which links to point number two. What new branches are we growing? So a couple of months ago, I felt really old, thinking, well, I can't go into school every Tuesday and talk to people about God anymore. So I was really sad about that, because I'm too old now to go into school. I don't know if any of you feel a bit too old to go into school anymore. Yeah? But in Psalm 92, verse 14, I haven't written it on the screen, but the righteous will still bear fruit in their old age. They will stay fresh and green. So that's just an encouragement for us all, when we're feeling a bit too old to go to school. But it's right, there's still some people that can go to school, so we're all good. But God does promise us fruitfulness in our older age. me included, it's all right. So let's get back to the question again. What new branches are we trying? Are we excited Christians that every day we go to God and say, what do you want to do to us? What do you want to do through us today? Sometimes we can pray for that, and we can really look for that. Like I could pray and think, oh, God might be saying to love my sister more. But then I think, oh, I'm not sure whether that's a really very good idea. And we think, is that actually from God? But I'd encourage you that, yeah, it's a really good thing to do. And even if you don't think that it's from God, I'd really encourage you just to press into that, give that a go. Because what's there to lose from loving your sister? But yeah, so even the small things God might be telling us that day that that's what we should be doing. We need to be adventurous Christians who learn to walk every day with Jesus. And that will be a trial and improvement kind of process. So we'll have to try that over time. But it's really worth digging into that and seeing every morning what God has in store for you in the day. So, point number three. Lewis, do you think you could come and read the verses 3-9 for us, and we'll see if you can pick out my final point in verses 3-9.
Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Now remain in my love.
Brilliant, thank you. So can anyone pick out my final point from that? We're not very responsive tonight, are we? No. Yeah? Being have you seen the slide? Okay. Being connected with God. Brilliant. Thank you for that, Becca. So point number one, we've got to get rid of our branches that are not fruitful. Point number two, what new branches are we growing? But point number three, being connected with Jesus. So I feel like that wraps up both of those things, and that's the most important thing, that we need to be connected with Jesus every day. You are already clear. Oh, I've read that. So yeah, I've got a picture. So this is the do not disturb symbol that you have on your phone. Does everyone have that on their phone? No? If you've got an Android phone, it looks a bit different, but it's still a moon. Yeah. So every morning I wake up and I choose to turn do not disturb off. So I fill myself with messages and information from the screen. But what would happen if I turned do not disturb on for a bit longer every morning and I spent a bit more time reading the Bible, being with God, or just not having that information in my life? Would I suddenly disappear from the earth? Because if it's not on Facebook, did it even happen? Perhaps our challenge for this evening is to use the do not disturb function on our phones a bit more so that we have times where we're not distracted. Similarly, we need to turn on our connection with Jesus. So if we had a little turn on symbol, we need to start reconnecting with God. And as I said before, with the trying new branches, it might take time at the beginning to upgrade the signal, but as we press into him more and more, the signal will get stronger and faster, and we'll hear from God more and more. So Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So if we've got our do not disturb off every day and we're filling ourselves with information, we can't do anything, which I think is quite sad. So that's quite powerful. Quite often in our culture, I think we try to do things by ourselves because we're educated and we think we know what's best. But actually, who knows best? Our Father in heaven knows best. And if we don't give him every situation in our life, then how can we do our best in everything? So, they're my three points. So to receive God's complete joy, we need to cut off the branches in our lives that are holding us back from being fruitful, branch off into new adventures with Jesus daily, and we need to be connected with him. To me, the last point especially would make a lot of sense, because if we're not connected to Jesus, how can we receive the fruitfulness and the fullness that he desires for us? So, as we go into a time of response, I'd just like to share with you a story. So me and George, we were away at New Wine a couple of weeks ago, and we had a kids group each, so we had a group of 12 people, and we got to see them grow over the week. But the way that they connect with Jesus, and they open up their hearts to God, they open up their arms, they put their hands up to receive from God. And I feel like that's quite a difficult thing to do in church sometimes, that we feel a bit restricted, even with the chairs all really close. But I'd encourage you tonight just to open up your arms to God. Yeah, just like that. Really, really wide. And because one of the little boys that I had in my group, when he did that, and he near to the end of the week, he felt that he had received a calling to make Bible story video games, which I thought was really cool, that he then came up to me at the end of the week and he could tell me that after opening his heart to God. So I just pray that we'd be able to open up our lives to God, and that we'd receive a calling, maybe not the same as that, but just as exciting, because everything's exciting for God.
The band want to come in and join me. Great. We're going to respond now in worship, and we're going to sing a song. The first one we're going to sing is Lord, I Need You, Oh, I Need You. And I had the privilege this week to have a debriefing chat with Olivia Brown and start of a briefing chat with Jack about mission and about how it was for Olivia and how it's going to be for Jack in Mozambique. And in both conversations, in the conversation with Olivia, we spoke about how she had she didn't have it right from the start, but she soon realized she needed total dependence on God. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. And we spoke about how coming back to the UK it's a bit of a struggle because you tend not to need God as much here. And I'm speaking to Jack this week about when we met together this week, Jack, and had a conversation about Mozambique. And we're talking with Jack about those two trees, weren't we? About how, you know, God has given him all the branches that he needs to do the stage of life that he's just finishing. But actually, in a couple of months' time, as he goes to IMC and sleeps on the really uncomfortable beds and gets really hot because they never switch the heating down, and there's lots of other things I could tell you, but or ask Jessica. And as he goes on to that next stage of life, it's the sense that God will take away the branches that he doesn't need anymore, and he'll give him new branches that he'll need for Mozambique. And there's that whole sense in our season of life. I was sharing with Jack the other day, weren't we, in my office, about how, you know, for me, I had different branches in Peru than I do at Radio Baptist Church because I needed different things for me to achieve what God wanted me to achieve. So I want to encourage us now as we respond in worship. I want to encourage us to hear what God has said to us through God's word. Thanks, Jack. But actually to respond by just being totally honest with God and saying, God, first of all, I need you. I need you. And maybe there are some people here tonight who can say that you don't need God. Well, if you don't need God, then can I suggest to you, you're fools. Because he's there, and he is the one who directs our path and gives us direction, gives us purpose. And so as we sing this song, let us just open our hearts to God tonight. Maybe we haven't done that for a while. Just to say, God, I do need you. Forgive me when I think I can do it on my own, and I do need you. And then we're going to go into a group of songs, and we'll see where God takes us. But maybe for some of you tonight, it's about saying, you know what? I've had loads of branches on me for far too long, and they've hindered my direction and my vision with God and my purpose with God. And I'm a bit old and I'm a bit heavy, and I'm not achieving anything, and I need to just take those things off and have new branches for the things that God is calling me to do, which is what Jack was saying to us. And we'll sing a couple of songs to respond to that. Is that okay? Anybody need the Lord? Yes. I hear what you're saying, Jack. We should just get a mirror. Let's stand. Let me pray. Father God, now as we respond to you in worship, Lord, we've heard your word. We thank you for John 15. And Father God, we just pray now that in the intimacy of worship, that you would profoundly speak to our lives and to our hearts. But for you to profoundly speak, I've often found in my Christian walk and in my experience in ministry, for you to profoundly speak, we often need to be profoundly honest and open and not think that we can just disguise things from you and think that we can just deal with it on our own. For you to profoundly speak, often we need to be profoundly open and honest with you, Father God. So Lord, as we respond in worship now, we pray that we would just open our hearts to you, knowing that you are a good God who had good things for us, that you are the Father, you are the vine, and you want us to grow, and you want us to depend on Jesus.